This is 7AD. Here's Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Love a Friday and lots of sport about. So let's start with the Test match. So India resume day two in Adelaide this afternoon, 6 for 223. I'm saying Australia's slightly in front, considering they got Kohli out.
Yeah, gee, what a disaster that was for India too. Rahane running out the skipper, who he's about to replace as captain as well. Yeah, it's not great for India to have that happen to them when Kohli was looking really good, looked like he was going to notch up another ton, wasn't he? So it's a huge wicket. And then obviously Hazelwood and Stark got a couple of wickets too with a new ball late in the day. So yeah, 6 for 233. I reckon the Aussies have done pretty well there. I reckon they'll be wrapped with that after one day. And obviously a big day ahead today. And the news that came out yesterday too at the toss of the coin is that Matty Wade will open the batting for Australia as well. So a little Tasmanian link there, which is going to be interesting. I'm not sure about it because obviously if Cam Green does well, he's slotted into Matty Wade's role pretty nicely. And I'm not sure what happens with Wadey when these openers get back. So maybe he'll stay there if he performs well when Warner comes back, if Burns doesn't fire. Obviously, that's an interesting selection too, given the form he's been in. So a lot of little subplots going on, Darren, with this game.
Indeed. All right. And what about that ball that Pat Cummins got? Oh, I forget who it was, but wow. I mean,
it was awesome. Oh. Even, Starkey to get one on the second ball of the day after being out for a little extended period with those personal reasons. Fantastic start for the boys.
Yeah, so what are the Hurricanes up to this weekend?
Yeah, game tomorrow, and unusually at the time of about 11 a.m. because they're trying to get a game in before the day-night test starts. That'll be a little different going to Big Bash game in the morning, but it'll be interesting to see how it goes. It's probably a really good time slot for families, being able to go in the morning for something different. So I'll be interested to see what the crowd is like, but the big news is that Kemo Paul has joined the squad, so I'm assuming he'll come in for someone tomorrow. We're speaking to him later on in the day. I'm not sure who he will come in for. We obviously saw Mac Wright fall out of the squad the other night as Ben McDermott came back in, but then Mac Wright was subbed into the game for Johan Botha. So where it's all going to land is going to be really interesting. But we've got the Renegades who'll be on the hunt for revenge. They had a shocking loss last weekend. Remember, they were bowled out for about 60-odd. So Hurricanes will be up against it a little bit, given they'll be out for some revenge. But we will be too after losing that game to the Strikers in Launceston a few nights ago.
Yeah. All right, good luck to the Canes. Australian Open Tennis, so we have a start date or not?
Yeah, February 8th, I think it is. They've locked it in. So that'll come around pretty quickly. And, gee, where's this? Hasn't this COVID cluster in New South Wales caused some issues? And even Sydney Hobart, you start to worry about now. It's only a bit over a week away till that's supposed to start. So
yeah.
Today's a bit crucial with that, isn't it? And the case numbers, they're saying we expect them to go north of 17 of what they're at now. So it's got a lot of little problems for tennis, for sailing, for a lot of sports. A test match at the SCG too in the new year, obviously. So we're keeping it close on that one today, Darren.
Okay. WNBL finals.
Yeah, so we saw Southside move through to the big dance a couple of nights ago on Wednesday. They defeated Townsville 106-93, so they're straight through. Then we've got the prelim final tonight. So Townsville up again against the Boomers, who defeated the Capitals in that elimination final on Wednesday night as well. So Townsville Boomers tonight for the right to meet Southside in the grand final on Sunday, I think it is.
Yeah.
And there was a bit of controversy around that as well over the weekend because because they've scheduled an NBL practice game at the same time, and a lot of people were outraged by that, saying that they should be scheduling men's games at the same time to let the women's sport showcase a little bit in its own right, and that's completely fair enough, I reckon.
Yep, fair enough. I agree. Finally, really good news for the local Christmas carnivals. Stuart McSwain, superstar, has decided that he's going to run at Penguin and Burnie in the carnivals. That's awesome.
It is, isn't it? After the year he's had, he's been awesome as usual, Stuart McSwain, and to get someone like his caliber, and the Christmas carnival's really underrated too for the stars they do bring to town this time of year. So great news that he'll be competing, and it's one of our premier sporting events here in Tasmania, isn't it? So we can't wait for it, and not too far away at all now, Darren.
Oh, I can imagine the the men and women on the committees of the carnivals when they got the email from Stuart saying I wouldn't mind having a run. They would have been like, okay, okay.
Anything else
with me, fine.
Yeah.
he'll draw huge crowds. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.